This is the VOA Special English Development Report. In far northern Mongolia, the survival of the smallest ethnic group in the country depends on reindeer. An American named Morgan Kay visited the Tsatan community when she was studying in Mongolia in 2002. Leaders told her that the animals were not healthy and the number of reindeer was getting too small to support the community. When she left, the chief gave her his grandfather's smoking pipe. That way, she would remember the Tsatan and try to help them. The Tsatan have about 500 members. About half are reindeer herders up in the Taiga Mountains. The other half live in a town. Back in the United States, Morgan Kay and a friend who also had studied in Mongolia started an organization. They named it Itgel, the Mongolian word for hope. The Itgel Foundation has helped send foreign scientists to Mongolia to research and treat reindeer diseases. Itgel also helped Tsatan workers build a community and visitor center. The building includes guest rooms for tourists. The Tsatan not only work as guides, they now provide all services for travelers. The community works in partnership with international tour operators. Those tour operators formerly had been in control of the services. People in the community designed the visitor center, which they also own and manage. Before the center was built, families earned an average of $100 a year. Now, Morgan Kay says the average is 3 to 4 times that. Money also goes into a community fund. 4 years ago, the Tsatan had fewer than 500 reindeer. Now, Morgan Kay says the herd has just reached 900. Last year, the Tsatan learned that the government of Mongolia planned to spend $1.5 million on their community. But no one had talked to the Tsatan about the plans. The Itgel Foundation organized a meeting between community members and government representatives. Morgan Kay says the Tsatan are becoming economically independent for the first time. The Mongolian government is now considering a development plan written by the community. The plan deals with education, health, the environment, and economics. And that's the VOA Special English Development Report, written by Karen Leggett. For pictures, transcripts, and MP3 archives of our reports, go to voaspecialenglish.com.